It's episode number 226 underway in Ireland. I'm Bernie Goldbach in Clonmel County, Tipperary, Ireland, with some unboxing thoughts, some concerned journals, with some behind the television thoughts, some involved habits, and some trauma after the unboxing. Also, we're going to share some stuff about my kitchen tech, but first, my journals. I'm using a handset called a Galaxy Note 9, and I'm recording on Haiku MP3 because I've tried four times before to use the Anchor app to do a recording, and it cuts off after like 30 seconds or as much as 2.5 minutes, and I'm not sure what's going on. I blame the app. So in the past, I've had to delete the app and reinstall it, and that's just too much of a hassle. I don't have to do that with a Moleskine. The Moleskine's a journal. Mine are hardback ones. I think it's the A5 size. They're comfortable. They fit in a Converse messenger bag I have. My daughter encouraged that I buy that $15 bag while we were in Corktown, County Wexford, over the summer. It's been really good. A nice little bag. And it's allows me to hold two journals. Now, the one I have, and I've shared it on Instagram, where my username is Topgold, is purple. But what's more important is the process I have. I'm trying to refine a process which causes me to put pen to paper and thoughts in front of me before I go to bed every night. So I make a plan. And I track it in a Moleskine. I tick it off. I tick off stuff with boxes. I have boxes that are rectangles, I have boxes that are triangles, I have boxes that look like pinpoints, I have boxes that are circles. And they all mean different things. And you can follow people online using the GTD, Getting Things Done hashtag, and they explain the iconography behind quality journaling. But like, I just need to kick my ass to actually do the pen to paper thing. And I discover if I shade the paper, if I shade what I'm doing with colored pencils, I do more work. Anyway, I'm just mentioning, I got the journals. Purple is the color of the quarter. And I also have a gold Leuchtturm 1917 journal, which I'm trying to track the high-quality projects I'm doing over the next 5 years. I have five more years of teaching at university level left, and I want to record into that book, that Leuchtturm 1917, the best stuff. Yeah. Those are my journals. How about behind my television? What's happening there? Well, the old Chromecast is back powering the world through one of the three HDMI ports. Another HDMI port's given away to a fiber modem where I can see a lot of things. And the third one goes to the Nintendo Switch that my son uses. It's fun. Fun to see old tech, the Chromecast, old television stations. RTs and National Broadcast are all being tuned in that way. We had some stress. My daughter, who got an iPhone 8, I got it for free. Santa gave it to her. And then 2 days later, 29 hours later, with false nails and a greasy hand, she dropped it and cracked the screen. So ching ching, I spent €140 to repair the screen in 20 minutes. Oh God, why do I do this? Well, she's learned a bit of a lesson. She immediately used some of her hard-earned savings to buy an OtterBox, so when she drops it again, and she will, it won't have the same result. So besides my Moleskine, and besides behind my television, and besides the unboxing and the trauma, how about my kitchen tech? Hey, I follow Wholesome Ireland on Instagram. That's Katrina Redmond. I think it's wholesome.ie, her URL. Wrote a cookbook, very active with some high-end culinary experts here in Ireland. And she encouraged me to buy a slow cooker, which I did. Morphy Richard, 6.5 liter for €39. I'm making soup every third day in it. And it really is good. Now, I had to buy, I didn't have to, but I bought a special power mixer. It's like a whisk, except it has these really sharp blades on it, so I can pulverize my soup. And I had... it's really good. So slow cooker, big success. A Wunsthof knife, the most dangerous knife I've ever bought. Cut myself three times with it. It's a really small knife, about the size of a paring knife. But gosh, it's really essential part of kitchen technology. But the coolest thing we probably have is an induction lights underneath these new cabinets that my wife Ruth had installed. So you just wave your hand underneath the cabinet, the kitchen cabinet, and lights come on. So if you wave it twice, they go from warm white to cold white. And if you wave your hand a third time, the lights turn off. So once, wave it once, wave it twice quickly, you get a different color of white. Or it's an LED array. And the lights go down and up. So down onto the cabinet below and up through the glass shelves. So it's a lovely effect. So for listeners like you, Fireman Rich, thanks. Thanks for the shout out on the stuff you're doing for Simon Tune. Need to catch up with you electronically and find out. I'm sure there's a job hunt going on. How's that happening? And for you, Paul Manny, I've been into your brother's bookshop now 3 times in the last 30 days. I ordered books through O'Manny's that I'm going to send to California. So we're now up to, I think, 15 euro of credit, meaning my daughter Mia could go in and buy one of her Wirecats books, get it for free. How are you guys doing, folks? Want to reach me? Topgold is the DM to use on Twitter or on Instagram. underwayinireland@yahoo.ie will arrive on my email account too. Thanks for listening. I'm taking what I'm doing right now, recorded on Haiku MP3. I'm going to upload it to Anchor if I can. I'll share with you a picture of the iPhone 8 box and the purple and yellow moleskins that I'm toggling between right now at the end of the year, 2019. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for listening. Say hi online. I'm Top Gold, don't you know that? Bye for now.